The question which I want to raise very briefly today is, can the society, without radical change, abolish the conditions on which its very security and on which its very prosperity rest? And I suggest a negative answer. A negative answer because, and as a Marxist, I must confess it here, I have great faith, bad faith, in the capitalist system. I know that this system is a very businesslike, a very rational system, and that it does not like waste and destruction, unless this waste and destruction is considered necessary for the reproduction of the capitalist system. It seems to me that the best Marxists we have in this country today are those who rule our society. It is as if they want to demonstrate by their acts, and not only by their speeches, that Marx was right. Right not only in his notion of the merger between economic and political power, right also in his notion that capital must expand, must continually expand in order to be able to exist and to exist profitably. Such a society, precisely a capitalist society, does not spend $1 trillion, $1 trillion since 1946, on what is called national security, while at the same time it sees that this security is diminishing rather than increasing. This amount includes more than $25 billion spent on arms and weapons that were never deployed. More than half of its scientists work directly or indirectly for the Pentagon, and the waste and obsolescence in other branches of the economy I don't have to illustrate. Now, they wouldn't do such things unless they are considered necessary, and indeed, they consider it necessary that their future living space is being secured, that it is not supposed to fall into communist hands. Therefore, the enemy must continue to be built up everywhere, in China, in Vietnam, in Cuba, in Latin America. It must continue to build up so that the people continue to have faith in this insanity. Now, I suggest that this faith is already being shaken, and that it is being shaken is to a great extent your work, the result of your efforts. You may not know it. You may still think you are nothing but a bunch of intellectuals separated from the masses. The government knows far better than you know, and they have a far more realistic evaluation of the power you already represent. The full weight of repression is falling upon the schools and universities and on the black militants in the ghettos with whom you have joined the fight. The full force of repression is not falling on organized labor. It is falling on you, and they know why, and they know why they have to do it. In other words, if there is anyone capable of breaking the insanity which is daily reproduced. It is you, and it is only you, black, white, and brown, who can break this insanity.